Now, there have been four sitting US presidents assassinated, with attempts made on the lives of five others. One US presidential candidate was killed with attempts on two others. It's something that hasn't happened since Ronald Reagan was shot and injured in 1981. On Sunday evening at a rally in Pennsylvania, former US President Donald Trump, soon to be the official Republican candidate, was very close to becoming another presidential victim of gun violence when he was targeted in an attack by a young lone gunman who shot and killed another man. One eyewitness, Melissa, was there with her 60-year-old father and her 12-year-old son. She told the BBC about her experience.
Initially, like, I didn't know where the shots came from, but when I started hearing the shots, like, it seemed surreal. Like, you didn't, like, it's almost like my dad's like, dude, he said he thought how stupid somebody is for throwing off fireworks or something that close. He had no idea. But like the third shot I heard, I'm like, oh geez. Like I knew it was gunfire. But again, I thought it was the Secret Service shooting out at something or somebody. I at that point still had no idea that somebody was shooting in. And then you hear the next multiple, I think the Secret Service fired back they fired back like five or six shots. And like, it didn't seem real like that. Like, it's like, this isn't, you know, actually happening. So like it took a minute, but once then people started kind of running, my son, he started crying and freaking out a little bit. And so I'm like, get down. And you know, you're fine. That they got snipers up there. If there's anything going on, it'll be taken care of. So, I mean, he was definitely super scared. I felt for him. Like, I was just trying to calm him down. Like, it's going to be okay. I'm like, you're okay. And he's like, No, I'm not. He was really shaken up. And, you know, thankfully we were safe. But just kind of reassure him that, you know, that's not something that happens every day. It was a terrible experience.
That was eyewitness Melissa, who was at that rally on Saturday evening in Pennsylvania. Now, Leslie Vinjamuri is director of US and Americas program at Chatham House in London and joins us now. Leslie, thank you for joining us. This is really what we've seen as a polarization of American politics. Immediately after the incident, we saw the Democratic Party withdraw adverts that had been attacking Donald Trump. We've heard President Biden overnight calling for a step back and a cool down of rhetoric. But some Republicans laying the blame directly at the Biden camp. How is this all playing out for the voters?
Well, we are at an inflection moment and everybody is waiting for signals from their leaders. And so I think it's been tremendously important that not only President Biden, but also notably President Trump have called for unity. I think Trump said on both sides, we've seen numerous messages from across the leadership of both parties condemning the attack on President Trump, the death of a firefighter, a father with, you know, two daughters, very tragic. So that's been incredibly important. But there's, of course, a moment now of hoping that holds. And the voters, to your question, will take their cues from their leaders. We talk about America being very polarized. It is, but studies have shown that the partisanship, the polarization across the political elites, the elected officials, is actually much worse than that which exists amongst the American electorate. And the electorate look to Donald Trump on the Republican side, especially the core of his base. They will look to his words throughout the convention as that begins today, the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. It's a good sign that he has invited Nikki Haley, who was, of course, who was competing with him for the nomination, that he's invited her to speak at the convention. This is after the shooting took place, a very strong sign of trying to bring people into the fold. And the question now is whether we see this commitment to the language of unity sustained or whether it descends into what we've seen for the last several years, which has been a very divisive polarized rhetoric coming from the very top. And this really is where people will take their cues. It's absolutely essential right now. We have seen one, a leader, a senator from Ohio, J.D. Vance, immediately came out blaming the attack on President Trump on the Democrats. But really, that hasn't been the dominant response as of yet. We know that Biden did not campaign. He sort of canceled a couple of trips. The Democrats will be very much rethinking their strategy now, how to position President Biden, not making Donald Trump the centerpiece of the Democratic campaign. It's a very fraught moment.
Yeah, because of course the focus has been very, very much on Joe Biden and his capacity to run. Does this take the heat off Joe Biden? I mean, because we were looking at last weekend could have been potentially a weekend that saw more Democrats coming out to say, look, it's time for you to step down. But is he in a bit more of a solid position now?
I think that there is a suspended moment where the last thing that the Democratic Party needs is to continue to be as divided as it has been, as you note, over the last 3 weeks. Challenging, uncertain of which candidate they wanted to run, with many calls from very senior people saying that President Biden should not run again. I suspect strongly that that will be paused now. The President Trump is getting a lot of sympathy, rightfully, I think, for being attacked violently. That will, make his base, which is already very enthusiastic about their candidate, far more enthusiastic than Democratic voters are about Joe Biden. And enthusiasm matters because it means that people actually turn out and vote. And the Democratic Party has been divided. That divide has been very televised, very public. And I think at this point, they will wish to show unity and stability. And calls on President Biden not to run, whether that's the right thing or the wrong thing, are likely to go silent, certainly for a period of time and quite likely for much longer.
Okay, thank you for joining us this morning. Leslie Vinjamuri, Director of US and America's Program at Chatham House in London. The time-